This I've been looking forward to because this is a subject so near and dear to my heart. Everything we talk about here on your morning wake up is, but I grew up, I started playing drums in the concert band when I was like in fourth grade. But by the sixth grade, had transitioned to we had a great jazz program in our school. Thank you, Mr. Terry L. Smith. That guy was a performer, a teacher, a leader, could play tons of different instruments, and really was instrumental in, and I say instrumental, here we go, in instilling the idea of not just music, and not just jazz, but the various forms, and how to work together on stage. There was a lot going on there. He is not unique. Well, he's a unique individual. I think he's still with us. But there are tons of high school mentors, teachers, directors, guides through the world of music. And these up-and-coming players have got a platform in the form of the Jazz Alliance of Mid-Michigan. Joining us now is Ken Jones from the Jazz Alliance. Hey, Ken, how you doing, man?
Hey, how you doing?
I am so looking forward to talking to you. I've been looking forward to this all week. The Jazz Alliance of Mid-Michigan. You guys have your fingers in a lot of stuff. We'll get to the Summer Solstice Jazz Festival in a minute, but it really does. And you guys nurture sort of that those high school level programs. Tell me a little bit about that.
We nurture the programs because the founders of JAM, I call it JAM, Jazz Alliance of Michigan, they love that form of music, and it goes back a long way. And it's a very good form to pass down to the future generations. It's very enduring music, it's close to the community, and it's very accessible music. And that's why we try to keep it going for the young people, and also for the older people who have not discovered it.
Yeah, yeah. When I was growing up, the old guys, all of my dad included, their jazz was big band, right? Their jazz was Sinatra and stuff like that.
Right.
And then
right.
You get into I'm just gonna say, you get into bebop and things like that. I start going, I don't know. Yeah, I'm out. I need that 4/4 stuff. I need all that. But when you say jazz, it's like saying rock and roll. It's you
right.
Can't say any one thing. There, how many genres are there? There's multiple. You can't. It's hard to put your finger on. And that's kind of the groovy, cool part about it, isn't it?
There's multiple genres of jazz, and to me, all of it is accessible depending on what mood you're in or, you know, the surrounding area. That's the beauty of jazz. Basically, that's the beauty of music, period.
Right.
Whether it's classical, country, R&B, and things of that nature. I grew up during the Motown era, you know, and Motown, in reality, Motown was really jazz musicians playing a different form of music to a degree, but it was all music. They played jazz at night, and during the day, they would come in the studio and record the Motown hits.
You know what's funny is if people start digging, looking into deeper stuff. I think one of the sad realities of pop music is this. People get hung up on Taylor Swift or on one specific artist or one specific style and say, that's it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And you really need to look at, like, for instance, heavy metal. There, you might surprise people to know that there's a lot of heavy metal guys who started off as jazz musicians.
Yep. If you look at Rolling Stones, the drummer that recently passed away from the Rolling Stones was a jazz
drummer. Total jazz guy. Yep. Total jazz guy.
I mean, he would do the gig, and afterwards he'll go out in whatever local city he was in to see if he could find a jazz club. I mean, and that's the beauty of this music. And even country artists, I mean, they venture to different things. And that's a problem that a lot of people have. They view a musician and pigeonhole that musician in a certain category that they cannot venture out of. But
I have friends in the country music realm, in the country music world, and on country music radio that flat out go like, Beyonce's not country. Yeah, well, you know what? They said Johnny Cash wasn't country. You know what I mean? There's a lot of blurred lines there. Talking with Ken Jones from the Jazz Alliance of Mid-Michigan. How robust is the jazz community in around town?
It's very robust. As a matter of fact, when I got here, I'm going to date myself a long time ago in the early 70s from Detroit. It was like a desert, in my opinion, because I didn't know the local community that well.
Yeah. Yeah.
But currently, you have a very robust community of music, of jazz in the area. And I'm going to say Michigan State University has one of the best jazz programs in the country.
Yeah.
Working under the auspices of Rodney Whitaker, one of the best programs in the country. And that goes out even further. You have places like Moriarty's that does jazz on Tuesday nights. Red Cedar Spirits, which does jazz on Sunday afternoons, like from 6 till 9. Urban Beat is another area that has jazz musicians coming down there to perform. But what really surprised me, though, there are a lot of people in this area who are very good jazz musicians that we don't realize.
Are there folks that are looking for a gig? We have good jazz musicians looking for a gig. You could always find a gig, though, can't you?
Yes, you can always find a gig. Lansing is a good area to find a gig. Grand Rapids, Kalamazoo, Ann Arbor, that's that area down the road. But I will say this, though. Ann Arbor has a pretty robust jazz community. Then, of course, you got Detroit.
Yeah,
so Michigan does a very good job, and also Eastern Michigan does a very good job of promoting jazz.
If you want to, we happened to be over in GR last weekend, and we went to this pizza place called Testarossa. It's a pizza place, all right? I don't even know what road it was on. My brother-in-law took us. There was a young lady up there. All there was her and a guy on a piano. But it was so groovy, man. I mean, you got this brick wall, right? And it's this old building. That, I mean, you can go hear a big band play on a great big stage, and I suggest you do. But when you get into these intimate locations, that's really, you get into the heart of,
right.
Of jazz.
You brought up a very good point. I mean, big band jazz is fine. But as you say, when you get into the small areas, the intimacy of the music that you're like maybe 5-10 feet from the stage that the musicians are playing on, and you let that music flow through the heart of your soul, that's what I call music.
Boom! You just said a mouthful. It flows through the heart of your soul. That's where we get the idea of soul music, which is just kind of a form of jazz. We're talking with Ken Jones. I could talk to you all day, man. You and Maestro Muffet from the Symphony. I love talking this stuff. So tell me about the East in East Lansing Jazz Festival, the Summer Solstice Jazz Festival. You're coming up in June.
Right.
That is correct. How far along are we, and what do people need to know?
Well, we're right now booking the acts right now. We don't have the menu. We don't have the whole artistry confirmed at this point, but it's a work in progress, and we hope to have that completed within the next week or two. And so we working very hard to get some very talented artists here. As I said, it's going over 2 days, I think June 21st and 20th and 21st, that Friday and Saturday that the summer solstice actually happens. And we are trying to get some of the best programming in for the community. It's free, and in the past, people have had a very enjoyable time. Hopefully, the weather will be cooperative. Sometimes that can be a problem, especially in Michigan, but really, we're hoping for a very good program this year.
You got a website for the Summer Solstice Jazz Festival?
Yes. It's East Lansing Summer Solstice Jazz Festival.org. And if you go to that site, you can get to the information.
All right. Ken, it's a pleasure, my friend. I hope we stay in touch. And, hey, I'm going to send my friend Ryan DeHughes, the singer, over to you. and see if you got a slot for him. Maybe we put him on stage too.
Okay. And also, if that .org doesn't get you there, I think it could be .com. I got so many .dot things in my head right now.
All right.
If you do a Google search, East Lansing Summer Solstice Jazz Festival, that will get you to our website.
There you go. Just search, Google search. East Lansing Summer Solstice Jazz Festival.
I'm trying to hedge my bets. It's early in the morning, and I'm not thinking 100%. So I hope you, I hope you're with me.
What's your main instrument, Ken?
Well, my main instrument is sitting in a chair listening. I don't currently play an instrument. I used to play cello years and years ago and piano, and do a little singing. But right now, I prefer to let the professionals do their work. In the local area, so I can enjoy myself.
You just love it. That's all. Hey, kazoo. Maybe we get you on kazoo.
Maybe.
All right, Ken. It's a pleasure, buddy. We'll stay in touch, okay?
Okay. Thank you very much.
All right. See you.
Have a great day.
Yeah. East Lansing Summer Solstice Jazz Festival. Google that thing. Whether you want just a ginormous band, whether you want one dude with a piano. There's a few months ago, we caught a guy. I didn't even know he was playing. We caught a guy with just a soprano saxophone by himself at a Sunday brunch. I'm like, where'd this guy come from? This is awesome. All right, well, 1320 WILS. It'll heal your soul. 1320 WILS. Mike Austin back in a minute.